Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is an Extra Life minicast.
Weet je wat ik zie als ik vlieg in het vek? Allemaal steentjes.
Low paying is like, damn it, that Scott guy is doing it again. Like,
wait a minute, did you say low paying?
Yeah, low paying.
Like for that's low, your low paying. That's your stereotype.
Like low paying, low paying.
That's your stereotyped Chinese name of the day, of the moment.
Low paying.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's from Mexico.
I got a low paying.
Oh, would you like a fried rice?
Would you like a fried rice?
It's a good thing we get all our racism out before the show.
That's right, because who knows if I'm recording this or not. Hey everybody, welcome to an Extra Life radio show minicast. Today is November 17th, and we bring you this minicast from the bottom of our hearts. With me on the line is Brian Dunaway. Brian, are you there?
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm okay. Brian is sporting a new microphone over there.
That's right.
Yeah, very fancy. It's a condenser microphone, is that correct?
That is correct. Unidirectional.
Wow. Yeah, people
So no dogs barking in the background.
Unidirectional.
Yeah, I guess. What does that mean?
I don't know, but it makes me feel funny
to say it.
Anyway, thanks for joining me for this minicast this week. Hello.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were thanking the listeners.
The
yes, thank you for listeners and listening in and joining us this week.
Well, the reason I say welcome to Brian is because the normal minicast does not include him. But I think it's fun to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Get a little feedback from the old Brian.
I like it.
Let's talk a little bit about what this week has been for me. I basically got out of town for 3 days, and it's been very nice. Well, in the meantime, we've gotten some submissions, some things that I think are worthy of play. First of all, Brian, you know who Clinton Alvord is, correct?
Yes, I do.
All right. We all know him, or I know him, as the host of the Comedy Forecast podcast. And he had the auspicious chance and opportunity to go to the podcast expo, podcast and portable media expo last weekend. And I was chided by many for not going. And I could hardly go alone. I'd have to take you guys. So, boy, that would have been expensive. And
yeah,
we would have had to meet each other. And that would have been kind of lame. Because
and then we would have ran into Adam Curry again. And that would have been
yeah, not
that
we don't
been
want,
bad.
Yeah, that was already an ugly experience. Just kidding. We don't know him. We know that he had a lot of 80s hair in the 80s, and that's good for me. But and he's 6'5". Do you know that? He's tall.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, big,
okay,
tall guy.
We'll talk nothing about him.
But anyway, yeah, so Clinton went to the show, and he had threatened me before about, because I wasn't going, he was going to kind of show me what I had missed. Well, apparently, he had a microphone with him, and he went around and asked some very interesting, if you want to call it that, interviews, short interviews, with some major voices in podcasting today. And what he brought back is kind of enlightening. So let's share this with the listeners, shall we?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we can.
All right, here it comes. Here's Clinton Alvord at the Podcast and Portable Media Expo last weekend.
Hi, Scott. This is Clinton from Comedy Forecast. As you know, I promised to get you some audio from the podcast expo that just happened in Ontario, California. I was looking forward to meeting you there, but since you couldn't attend, what I decided to do was ask all the various podcasters, what was it about the exposition that Scott Johnson was going to regret for the rest of his life because he wasn't there? Here are some of the responses. First, Ron from Griddle Cakes Radio.
Oh, this is the place to be. This is the only place to be, and I don't know if it'll ever happen again. I mean, this is a historic moment. This is the beginning of podcasting, the beginning of something great. So, hey, man, you lose.
Mostly Trivial's Johnny B had this to say.
All the attention of other podcasters that you wouldn't have the chance to shake their hands and say hi, give them a hug, and buy them a beer.
And there was this from Todd of Geek News Central.
He messed my full bag of swag that I have right here. I've got pens,
all kinds of cool stuff for geeks. That's what he missed.
Gary from Podcast Pickle added...
The free pickles were given away. We have jars of Podcast Pickles, and you can't get them anywhere but at this expo. So no matter how much a pickle lover he is, he will never have a Podcast Pickle to eat, no matter where he goes or how much he tries, because they're limited. These are the end of them. They're being eaten now.
David of the Rock and Roll Jew Show had this to say.
This is going to be the first time that you'd ever be able to meet these people. And the next time you meet them, we already know each other, and we're buddies, and you're the outsider, so sorry, you missed out.
Voice man extraordinaire Scott Fletcher had this to say.
Scott, this may be one of the few places where a podcaster of your caliber could be recognized as a superstar. I mean that in a good way.
Right. And perhaps Rob from Podcast 411 summed it up best.
What is he going to miss? The personal relationships, meeting all these great people, and seeing your loud shirt.
And that's right, Scott. I am not going to tell you what that in-joke is. We'll see you there next time, right?
Okay, so...
That was great.
That was great. Thank you, Clinton Alvord, from the Comedy Forecast podcast, which people can find. People can find this, by the way, at Comedy Forecast. That's with the number 4, comedyforecast.com. What were you going to say?
I can't believe we missed out on the Podcast Pickles.
Yeah, that's
too bad. I'm
really
disappointed.
I was hoping they could ship one. I don't know if they'd keep, though. That would be a concern. Get some nasty-ass pickle coming out of a box. Anyway, very pleased that he did that because, A, I felt horrified that I didn't go to this thing, and, B, it was nice to hear from some names that I know. I listen to the Geek News Central podcast. Scott Fletcher does some of our intros. You've heard the It Burns When I Pee and Nerd Tested, Geek Approved, or Geek Approved, Nerd Tested, whatever it is. That's that guy. That's Scott Fletcher. So he's kind of a big name in podcasting, and so to hear these guys express in their own ways what I'm missing and what we missed maybe as a group by missing this podcast expo has kind of brought a tear to my soul. But no, I'm teasing. I fully attend. You know what? If it's going to happen next year, we're going.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We got enough time to plan for
and
it.
And the listeners are going to pay for it, right?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
start donating now. Because we're going to need it. But I think that would be really fun, and we could podcast from there. And surely next year they'll have connectivity issues worked out at hotels, and they'll be a little more prepared. And because I heard there have been some problems there. But anyway, thanks for that.
That was awesome. Man.
Yeah, it was totally awesome. Totally cool that he took the time out to do that while he was at the show. While things have been going on, we got to somebody explain that Schnappi song for us.
Ich bin Schnappi, das kleine Krokodil. Komm aus Ägypten, das liegt direkt am Nil. Zuerst lag ich in einem Ei. Dann schnappte ich mich frei. Schnie, schna, schnappi, 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 schnapp. Schnie, schna, schnappi, 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 schnapp.
You know what song I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Schnappi,
yeah, that is
schnappi, 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 whatever it is.
That is weird. That gives me a headache.
Yeah,
every time I hear it.
I'm having one now thinking about it. So I'm going to go ahead and play the Schnappi audio comment that explains this. And I hope you put his name in here because I can't remember it. If he didn't, he'll have to email me and remind me. But here's the Schnappi explanation.
Hey, Scott. This is Scott. And I'd like to start off by saying I'm a big fan of your show. You do great work. You played a song on your show last week called Schnappi, and I thought your listeners might enjoy a translation of it. So, I'm a student of German, and here's basically what the song says. It says, I am Schnappi, the little crocodile. Come out of Egypt and live directly on the Nile. First, situated am I in an egg. Then I snap myself free. Schnee, schna, schnappi, 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 schnapp. Schnee, schna, schnappi, 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 schnapp. It then goes on in subsequent verses to say that the little crocodile has very sharp teeth, and he has a lot of fun snapping people. So he bites his mother's arm off, and then his father's leg, and goes to sleep. Just wanted to share that little tidbit with you and tell you what a great job you're doing. Keep up the good work.
A Okay, that's right. His name's Scott. Well, how could I forget that? The guy's name is Scott. But you know what, dude? Germans are crazy, I've decided.
Apparently.
Jeez. Holy crap. Wild. That song's all about a baby alligator eating his parents.
Yeah.
For the love of Pete. Speaking of For the Love of Pete, if everyone can hear my family talking and moving about, there's a lot going on tonight, and I just don't care. So they're sort of in and out of here. What are you going to do?
Luckily, I'm on the East Coast. All my kids are in the bed.
That's right. It's late there. It's like midnight.
It's late here. It's like 11.
Oh, 11. Well, that's not
so bad. That's the reason why I'm being so quiet.
Yes, I can tell. Well, all right. Well, thank you for that, Scott. We appreciate the explanation of the Schnappi song. I know that our listeners have been sitting around with bated breath. Have you ever heard that phrase before? What does that mean, bated breath?
Yes, I don't know.
Does bated it mean breath, you got stinky breath?
I guess so.
Baited?
Baited, I guess you eat the bait. I guess you can't catch the fish, you eat the bait. I don't know.
Oh, there's something wrong with that whole idea. That's probably a German thing, too, as far as we know.
Yeah.
Freaking Germans.
Baited breath can't be good.
No.
That doesn't sound good. I don't care what you think.
Does not sound good. We got another email, or not an email, an audio comment from someone talking about a game idea they had, and it involves gamers. geeks like us, apparently. And so let's take a listen to what he has to say. And see if any, you know, if EA is listening, or Ubisoft, or any of you guys are listening to the podcast, here's your next hot title.
Hey Extra Life, my name is Greg Brooks. I have a great idea for a video game. If you would play this audio file on the air, maybe somebody will pick it up and my game can be made. That is my dream. Thank you. Story unfolds. One day in 2010, every gamer snaps. After years of playing those damn murder simulations, all gamers are transformed into trained, bloodthirsty killers, and the defenseless, non-gaming community falls victim to their rampage. The earth is soaked with blood of the innocent. Far away, tucked deep inside a bunker in Washington, lies what is left of our government. They ponder who could possibly combat this deadly menace. They quickly realize that the military is no match for these gamers who have honed their skills to perfection with those damn murder simulations. But wait, there is still hope. In the desert of Arizona, a top secret lab has been conducting an experiment for several years. Some extremely hardcore gamers have been gaming around the clock while taking an experimental drug called Pixel Pacify Litor. These test subjects are the most skilled virtual killers on the planet, yet this drug has been strangely preventing them from spilling the blood of the innocent. One of these subjects is the greatest gamer on Earth, a professional tournament champion who has been gaming since the advent of Pong. He is escorted to a chopper that departs for Washington. Enter the hero. A godlike, majestic warrior, forged, sharpened, and polished to perfection by a lifetime of gaming. He enters in slow motion fashion to the sound of a powerful, moving orchestral piece, and the most perfect ray of light glows against his armor. Of course, after his battle suit is removed, a balding, overweight, pocket protector-wearing dweeb is revealed. He takes his place at the round table to be briefed on the situation. The enemy has vast numbers, but their crazed lunacy is the weakness our cool, calculated hero can exploit. He just has to be kept tame with medication, because if it wears off, he will be propelled into a blind rage fueled by countless murder simulators. Armed with the Master Chief's aim, solid stakes, stealth, Mario's hops, and every other virtual character's skill under his belt, our hero wages war. Well, that's the beginning. I think it would be a great opportunity for the gaming community to laugh at themselves and to laugh at all the idiots in the world and how they view us. So hopefully Rockstar or somebody will pick this up and this game can be made. That's my dream. Thank you.
he's done. Hey, hello.
Hey.
Yeah, so that was the game idea. Thank you for sending that. Sounds very interesting, I hope.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Sounds like something else. Well, that's basically the podcast tonight. We just wanted to get a couple of quick things
that's
in. No, oh, yeah, nothing major to talk about. But
you kept me up for this.
Well, we're not totally done. We're not totally done. We want to mention again something coming up that we're really, really excited about, and that is we're going to get a whole bunch of really cool geek toys to review and to give away as prizes. And we're pretty pumped about this. Yeah, no, not yet, but they're on their way.
Oh.
Yeah, Brian sent me a this is a different Brian.
Brian
sent me an email earlier and confirmed that things are moving and happening, and so we'll anxiously await the result of that. Hopefully, we'll have some stuff for this next Tuesday's show. That is our regular show on a Tuesday night, our regular group show. And if that happens, we'll have people here to review this stuff, and we'll be able to have our first contest, and it'll be good times for all. So what I'm thinking is this first contest will probably be some sort of trivia or some kind of question or some kind of trivia question. I'm good.
Oh, you're good.
I'm good. Stand back and take it all in. Don't know what it'll be yet, so I'm not going to give any hints. And until we get this stuff for sure, I don't want to make any promises. But it is looking like we're going to get this stuff. Now, as far as the kinds of toys that are coming and action figures and cool stuff, collectibles, whatever, we won't know probably till we get them. We were trying to get the Spud Trooper.
I'd love to have one of those.
Yeah. It's like a Mr. Potato Head with a clone trooper outfit on, right?
Yeah. Goes along with your Darth Tater.
Exactly. And the cool thing about the Spud Trooper is that there's those big googly eyes. There's just something wrong with that.
They are funny, man.
Oh, it's freaky, dude.
That mask was cool, though.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see the Star Wars Transformers?
No.
They're looking at? Yeah, at StarWars.com. They got Star Wars Transformers coming out in 2006. A little late for the Christmas season this year, but
that's cool.
I want some.
Like what? Tell me what kind of stuff. They don't have a tape recorder guy, do they?
No, they're only the first release is only going to be four of them. I think it's going to be Darth Vader and Luke and was it Count Dooku? I can't remember.
Dooku, yeah.
Dooku, Dookum,
Poodoo.
I can't remember. Yeah, but it's just a few of them. No Wookiees or nothing. Yeah, Dookie.
No Wookiees.
No Wookiees.
Well,
dadgummit.
Forget it. But okay,
score me to a hairball.
So,
okay, ahead,
so what is hold on, I'm trying to get that picture out of my head now of a hairball. Anyway, that's my impression of it. That's my transformer noise.
That's pretty good.
I won't do that again. It hurts. So wait a minute. So what does Luke Skywalker turn into? Like a sand speeder or like a freaking like a whiner? Oh wait, that's what he is before. What does he do? What does he turn into?
Hold on a second, I tell you. I got a link.
Oh, you're looking it up?
Right. Hold on. This is real time.
Yeah, this
Hold
is real time. We're live to hard drive.
Here it comes. That's right.
We don't mess around. We don't we don't pause unless
somebody
computer illiterate father-in-law is on the phone. And I say that
right,
because he's no way he listens to this show. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh man, that's funny. Okay, Darth Vader.
Yeah.
He's going to be a TIE advanced fighter.
Oh, they turn into ships. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah,
He's gonna be a starfighter.
Oh, like what do you mean, like a starfighter? You mean like what ship? Which one? Do we know?
It just says Jedi starfighter. It's kind of that more recent ones.
Like the one he flew around in Episode 3, the little potty.
Yeah, like the one he said that he hated flying.
Yeah, yeah.
So the irony of that is they turned him into it. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Way to go, George Lucas or whoever was in charge of that.
The General Grievous. He's going to be one of those wheel bikes.
Oh, like that thing was cool.
Yeah.
When he was getting chased by that lizard, that was a great scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then,
let's see who this is. We're taking a call live on the show. Oh, I hung up on it.
I guess we're not going to take a live.
Ah, dang it. Sorry. So,
won't be live at all.
So it's got Grievous.
Yeah.
And do we know what Luke turns into?
And
Corvette. He turns into a Corvette for the summer. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right. And he has a bad accident.
Okay.
Oh, man, that was horrible for that guy.
He looked horrible in Empire, right? Oh,
yeah, bad. Yeah.
Anyway.
That wasn't makeup, people.
No. Nope.
Yeah. And then He turns into X-Wing fighter.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
That's what he turns
into. So they all turn into ships, basically.
Yeah, yeah, all turn into
ships. So what would Yoda turn into? Like a freaking ball of crap? I mean, what did he ride around in? How did he get around? I never really paid attention. I guess he had that little space capsule-looking thing at the end of episode three he took off into.
With he's always hopping a ride with somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that will be our first trivia question is like, what is that thing called? Or what does Yoda fly around in? Anyway, well, that's kind of cool. That sounds like that sounds like that has some real potential. Who knows? Maybe we'll get our hands on something like that.
Yeah. I think this is going to be after Christmas. It's going to be it's going to not be until January 2006. I don't know what bonehead made that
jerks.
Plan, but
yeah, I'm blaming George Lucas.
There you go.
His have you noticed? Oh, never mind. That's a very disparaging thing about people who wear turtlenecks, and I'm not going to go there. Steve Jobs, I'm looking at you, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, well, that sounds interesting, and hopefully this opportunity with Brian and his fine site, which is called?
YouBuyNow.com.
Thank you very much.
Spelled out.
YouBuyNow.com, not with a U.
Nope.
Not with a B-Y-E.
Nope.
I'm just confusing people. You buy
just spelled
now.
The right way.
You buy now.
You'll buy now.
You know, no, you know, buy later. You buy now.
Anyway, interesting tidbit.
Yes.
For that is, I actually did the Sarge logo for that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's my logo on the left hand side.
Dude, you've been holding out. You've been holding back.
That's right.
Brian is a famous artist. We all knew that anyway. But now this even proves it. So you guys go check out youbuynow.com and check out some of the stuff there and know that Extra Life Radio is about to get their grubby, dirty, stinky, blackened, hairy hands on many of those things there. We don't know which ones yet. We're going to make some good choices and work with Brian and come up with some cool stuff. So we're way, way excited about it. And this mini-cast was a little bit about what we played, but it's also a lot about that. We're pumped because I think this will benefit our listeners in more than one way. Some of you, many of you, will end up with this stuff in your grubby little hands.
Yeah, and we get to play with toys.
Oh yeah, dude.
That's the big thing.
I'm 36. I'm 36, and I can't wait to get my hands on a Spud Trooper. good times. All right. Well, do we have anything else we want to cover? I don't know. Maybe we do. Maybe we don't.
That's it.
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
This is a nice laid back cast. I just got back from 3 days vacation with my wife. I got to work tomorrow. I need to go take a dump. Things are all good. So this gave us a chance to just talk to you, the listener, a little bit. And if any of you podcasters are listening that were at the expo, we'll see you next year, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll come up with something cool. Yeah. But look forward to Tuesday. It's our regular group show where myself, Brian, Andrew, Obsidian, who will be back, I'm promised.
Yay!
Yeah. And possibly Mark, if not him, maybe Jeff. I don't know. Maybe nobody. But
cool.
And we may have a special guest. May not. Who knows? We're living by the seat of our pants day by day. But as usual, let's just remind you, go and check out myextralife.com. There you'll find my thrice-a-week comic that started it all. You'll also find this sort of 24-hour, 7-day-a-week blog I keep. Ugh, and it's kind of taken on a life of its own. And so that's good times. And you can also learn a lot more about the show by clicking in the Extra Life Radio link over to the right. We're adding some cool new features to the radio pages that we hope to be launching soon, and we'll make sure to let everyone know. If you'd like to participate in the program, excuse me, hold on. Got a big wad of goo in my throat. I'm getting a cold, can tell. Anyway, that was good times to get a cold while on vacation. Ugh. But they had a hot tub, dude. Oh, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Anyway.
Oh, was it cold outside, too?
Totally,
I love it when it's cold
Yeah,
outside.
It was freezing. We were up in the canyon near a ski resort, and man, it was cold. But, man, it was so good when we got in there. I didn't want to get out, and we looked like big steaming weenies when we got out of there, which is the wrong words to use. But anyway, it was a good time, and I got a cold, so that's great. It's probably how I got the cold. But anyway, you can call us anytime or send us an email anytime at myextralife@gmail.com. I'm so confused about my addresses. myextralife@gmail.com or extralifradio@gmail.com. It doesn't matter. Use what you want. One of these days I'll just say one and forget about the other. But you can send us audio comments, regular emails, whatever you want to do there. Or you can call us always on the crap phone, which is 206-203-CRAP. That's 206-203-2727 for those of you who don't have letters on your keypad. Is that even possible?
It could happen.
It could happen. It could happen. Only in America. Anyway, so we'll go ahead and take you out. Brian, thanks for being here for our short little mini-cast.
Appreciate it.
We'll do this.
It was fun.
We'll do this again very shortly, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Of course, not before our next show, but hey, maybe after that. But thank you, mostly the listeners, because you guys rock. And we can't wait to talk to you come this Tuesday night. So we'll look forward to seeing you then. Have a great weekend. Get ready for Thanksgiving. And if you live in another part of the world who doesn't dig on that whole holiday thing, enjoy your normal crappy day that doesn't mean anything to you. But as for me, I'll be stuffing myself full of
turkey.
Turkey, thank you.
The bird.
I'll be giving the bird. Oh, I can't wait, dude. I can't wait for Thanksgiving. I was sick last year on Thanksgiving, and boy, this year I'm going to eat like a horse. I'm eating like 10 people this year. I mean, I'm not a cannibal. Let me make that clear. I'm going to eat enough food that would normally feed 10 people. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you very much. All right. So this is the longest goodbye in the history of Earth.
I'm telling you, man.
People of Earth. All right. So I will see you all next week. And Brian, you'll see him all next week, too. You'll be here, right?
Absolutely.
Woohoo. All right, you guys. Thanks a lot. We'll see you Tuesday night. Extra Life Radio.